Okay, so this video, I wanted to talk about how my experience yesterday, and this was actually an important part of my day yesterday. I got this book on this auto this autobiography biography on Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci. It was a $20 book, and I'm pretty excited to read it, man. Because I always dipped and dabbled in learning about the guy, but I never took just a full dive. So I hope this is going to be a good book. By the pictures that I'll come across, like it shows a lot of his drawings and shit like that. So I'm hoping it's going to be a good book to learn a lot from. But so anyway, to the topic of this video. Now this is how crazy Europe can be, man. In my experience of living in, in bigger cities in Europe, like you literally can just go out with the intention of just buying some more juice. And it ended up, on a whole other side of town doing something completely different, and all you wanted to go out and do was just go buy like one thing, right? So yesterday I went to the store, man. I went to go buy some shit. I'm just a quick rundown. I went to go buy some shit with my Apple Pay, and when I kept scanning it, it kept showing up. I don't know if you use Apple Pay or not, but when you buy something with Apple Pay, it's going to give you an alert that says like, look, something was purchased for, $13 at such and such a place. So I keep scanning it, and I'm showing the guy, is showing that on my phone it's working, but on his terminal it kept saying decline. So I know it's not decline, it's showing up right. It, like I'm getting an alert that's saying it's being spent. So somewhere something got confused. I'm not saying it's his fault, I'm not saying it's my fault, but something got confused. Long story short, man, I end up going deeper into town and end up getting fucked up at a friend of mine's I call him a friend now, a friend of mine's shop. He sells telescopes because I got in a tele. I never did show you guys a telescope. It's in my bedroom, man. But my microscope always sits right here. But so yeah, I end up going in there every time I go in there, man. That's why I don't like going there sometimes, because every time I go in there, he always brings out a drink, and at first it always starts. It always seems to start with me, and then because okay, in the real world, I think I'm much more sociable. I think by the time you see me on here, I'm just ranting about, something. But I'm much more sociable in the world, so it always starts with me. When I come in there, he brings out a little shot glass and pours me something and starts drinking. And then somebody else comes in and then he pours them a glass. So it always ends up with like 10 motherfuckers randomly standing in this shop, just standing around drinking, talking. Half of us can't even communicate fluently because our languages are different. And that's how we do, right? So anyway, this time, okay, there's always at least one girl that comes in. This time, there was a girl. She was 30. She come to find out, I started talking to her. She could speak good English, definitely conversation level English. She had her PhD in, I think she said microbiology. She's a scientist too, so we could talk a lot about that. And but we got to talk even more. She told me she was 35. We got in the topic of how. I don't even know how we got in the topic, because like I said, we were drinking. We got in the topic how Czech men don't like her. And she said, I mean, it's the same problem that women usually face when they become well educated. It destroys them as women. So pretty much it's the same story everywhere you go. If a woman is in power in any kind of way, or she's more intelligent than the average person, and most guys, like she's pretty much ruined woman material for guys, because that part of her brain's been unlocked to demand stuff now on a different level, and it's just an overall turnoff. It's sad to say, man, but education pretty much ruins women as being desirable. It really does. Like post high school, higher education, it really does. It ruins their potential. I'm willing to say this, that it's automatically known that there's a lot of 30 women who, they hit the wall and they're older, and they're, especially if they're uneducated. There's a huge population of women like this, right? Who, maybe 30, 35, they don't have any education. They pretty much only got by on being cute and fucking, and end up 30, 35 and working in call centers and stuff like that, right? But I'd say there's probably even nowadays, I'd say there's even probably more of a population of women who are like this girl who I spoke with last night, who are, well, well-educated, gainfully employed, and cannot keep a man. They can't do it. These women cannot keep men. I'd be honest with you, excluding the brothels, most of the women who I meet I'd say probably about 70-30. 70% of the women are, you know, gainfully employed, you know, well-educated, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm partially just given where I am. I mean, I'm living in Prague. So by the time they can speak English to me, those are the only ones a lot of times who can't speak English to me, because it's just how it works. But more times than not, it's the ones who are gainfully employed and very successful that kills their desirability, is being that. And then on top of that, like what made me end up not continuing the conversation with the girl who I met last night was because it all just kind of hit me, like within a good 3 total minutes, like the whole reality hit me. And I spoke to her for a while and got to know her a bit, you know, picking out which is true and what she's probably fabricating and blah, blah. So I got to get a fair perspective on her. And within about 3 minutes, it all hit me, like, she's just not worth it. You know, and it goes back to the video, I think the last video I did, like, once they get, there's no good reason why a woman is single over 25. There is no, even in the best case scenario, she was a perfect saint and somebody screwed her over and whatever, what have you. Okay, now you're left with this damaged good. You see, there is no, or the husband died. Well, what the reality is, you're being left with this damaged good. But there is no way a man who is fully aware of a situation with a woman can walk into a relationship with a woman over 25 and be like, yeah, this is a benefit. You know, it just doesn't happen, because if she's got money, well, she's crazy, and if she's not crazy, then it's something else. You know, higher mileage does not equal better quality woman. Now, higher mileage in men equals higher quality, you know, in men, because like I said in the last video, that higher mileage, well, we've been out there, we've been exploring, we've been trying new things, we've been doing this, doing that. So now we can take snippets of what we learned from that, from all that high mileage from driving everywhere and learning shit. We could take all the snippets that worked, you know, some that didn't work, some that kind of worked, we may want to play with, and then bring it back to the woman. And all it does is fuel our value for being knowledgeable in the world. You see, the wisdom. That's where it works for us. Where, see, women don't do the same thing. When they go out there and get higher mileage, they just slowly get, you know, get more destroyed, get more vengeful, get more bitter, or just old. And then they come back with pretty much all the negatives of it. Like we'll come back with all the, we could come back with a lot of positives out of it. Like, you know, what to do, what not to do, what we learn, what, you know. But women, they come back, you know, and it's just all, it's usually pretty much all negative. They can't come, like, because she can't come back and be like, yeah, I know how to deep throat 12-inch cocks in glory holes in front of a camera. She, and that's not worth anything. You see what I'm saying? It makes it look worse. Whereas a guy can go out there and he can learn how to play with the clit the right way and blah, blah, blah. And she just, you know, is in love with it. There's no questions asked. You see what I'm saying? That makes him valuable. If a woman knows how to suck dick extremely fucking well, and she's 35 and single, all that's going to bring to a guy's mind is, okay, if you suck a dick this good, why is no man trying to keep you around? Or why aren't you trying to stay with a man? You see what I'm saying? Like, how many times have you been pumped and dumped while you were sucking dick this good? You see what I'm saying? Like, there's no positive for a woman to be single over 25. There is no positive. Okay. I say overall, there is not an overall positive for a woman to be single at these ages. There could be little positives, but then it's like, as soon as you find a positive, you'll be able to flip it back around and say, that's kind of fucked up for real. like you can't, there is no like overall, like, this is a good fucking reason why. You see what I'm saying? Like, cause you're old, no matter what it is, once she's over 25, no matter what she's good at, you're always going to be able to go, but yeah, you had to do this to get there. You know, it's always going to be fucked up. It's always. So like I said, when I was hanging out, it all hit me within like a total of three minutes. I was just thinking. I just got real quiet and just started thinking. Like, okay, she's 35. How many times has she been, you know, mounted by some sweaty, nasty fucking dude? How many times how many dicks has she sucked? How much sperm has been in her mouth? You know, it all hit me. You're like, I would just look at her, just like, just imagine the other dudes doing it to her. I'm like, ugh. Like, this is why I say women over 30, they're great fucks. They can be great fucks. But like, for me, like, once I start talking to a woman and we're not fucking, you know, relatively quickly, or talking about fucking relatively quickly, this is just how I'm wired. I immediately start to wire them in as like, closer, maybe like girlfriend material or something. I don't know. But it's just like, the more I talk, the more it drifts in the friend zone. And that's just how I'm wired. Like, the more I talk and, you know, communicate with them, and it's like genuinely about, you know, real shit, they start to drift in the friend zone where, like, okay, like, I don't say I'll get jealous or anything like that, but I just take things a little more personal. If that makes sense. Like, I'm not the jealous type. I'll say that with 1,000% confidence. I've never been truly jealous in a relationship. There may have been, I'm thinking of one time specifically, there was like a quick hint of jealousy, but it immediately, you know, went away. I'm not the type of dude who, like, you know, who will text a girl, "What you said?" No, I've never been that guy. Never, even in my worst relationships, I've never been the jealous type, the stalker type, none of that. But once I start talking to a girl, I immediately, once I start talking, like, genuinely speaking with a girl about things I'm genuinely interested in, it, like, I start to take things a lot more personal. So that girl can't be just my personal fuck toy anymore. You see, like, that's just how I am. I go to brothels all day long and fuck all the bitches and then pack my bags and walk out 2 seconds later, and it's no big deal at all. But that's just how I'm wired, man. Like I said, it all just started hitting me, the reality of this girl's situation. She's 35. She's been pumped and dumped God knows how many times. How many guys tried to get in a relationship with her and they couldn't last? So that tells you right there, she's not genuinely likable in a relationship. She didn't have any kids, which was a plus, but it's also kind of a negative on top of that, because it's like, well, why not? You see, like, there's just so, every time there's a benefit for a woman being single over 25, you can immediately flip, like, there's no overall positive reason. Because it's always like, well, you probably were fucked up. You probably were fucked up. That's why nobody did, you know, married you, whatever. You know, like you're unmarried at 35. You, no matter what the positive is, you can always flip it back and look at and see that, okay, well, yeah, she was probably fucked up. That's why, type of thing. Whereas, like I said, on the flip side, with men and mileage, it's the opposite. See, like I said, men can take the tidbits of the mileage that they gain and then bring it back to, you know, the next woman as wisdom. You see, whereas like a woman does that, it's just, you know, it's just, okay, you've been used up by all these men. Why should I take you serious? You see what I'm saying? Like it flips. It's the complete opposite. It's the complete opposite. But you asked me the video for today, man. I went to the city to look for a new microphone, look for a legitimate microphone. Like, Czech Republic is weird with this shit, man. Like, if you want something relatively kind of special or something like that, a lot of times, like, you got to wait a day and shit. Like, you got to wait. Like, it's not like in America, you can just go on Amazon and just, or I think even Germany, you can do it. You can just go on Amazon, find what you want, click, buy it, and it's just that flat cost, and it'll be there, like, in a day. Here, man, like, if you go on Amazon here, first off, they may not even deliver to Czech Republic, okay? The second, if they do deliver, you got to pay shipping costs, which is going to pretty much double the fucking cost of the goddamn thing. So it's not even worth it. I was going to buy a pair of shorts off Amazon for like $15. By the time it was over, it did, shorts were going to be about $35 with the fees off Amazon. Like, get the fuck. I remember in America, you would get Amazon Prime and you had that shit there in 24 hours. Well, yeah, man. So, yeah, I was going to buy a microphone yesterday. Couldn't buy one because I say this, man. Like it's just everywhere you go, it's like this. Some people are just fucking idiots. Like, they're just really they're just really morons and idiots. And I'm not saying like this is everywhere. Everywhere you go is the same shit. Not Czech people, not just German people. Everywhere you go. So I had to deal with that. So yeah. So obviously I don't have a new microphone. But yeah, man, that's gonna be a video. Oh yeah. So long story short, with the girl, I just left because all the reality hit me with the girl, the 35-year-old girl. I just bounced because all the reality hit me, and I just started thinking like, look, this shit, this just isn't even worth it. Like, which is fucked up to say, because like I said, man, women, I'm willing to say there's probably a higher population of women who are in this position who are, you know, on paper successful at 30 and 35 and up. But it that on paper success destroys their desirability as women, because at the same time, see, like I'll dive into this. My reasoning for this is it confuses their role. It confused the woman's role was now officially lost and completely confused, right? Like they don't know if they should be submissive one minute, they should be dominant the next, they should be demanding, they should be asking. Everything ends up being a complete act. Everything ends up being synthetic in their personality. It ends up being just, you know, this fake created personality in them, because their role has now been so polluted and confused that they know men like, every woman knows men like submissive women, but now I have to pretend to be submissive because I don't really need him, but I want a man because my friends have men, and now I have to fit him. Like, it's this entire script that goes off in their head, and it destroys them. It destroys their desirability. And like I said, I'm going to bet there's probably more population of women who are, you know, like higher, you know, managerial position, shit like that. And they cannot keep a man around to save their life because I said this in the videos a while back, because the next reality of this is, let's say you have a female who was like a marketing manager. Let's just use marketing manager as an example. And she's making, let's say she makes $60,000 a year in relation to whatever country she's in. That means she's definitely not poor, but she's not rich. She's you know, she's comfortable. She doesn't have to check her bank account when she puts gas in her car. You know, she doesn't have to check her bank account when she buys groceries. She's comfortable. If she's, you know, halfway intelligent, she won't have to. But these women are more specifically doomed because for the fact that she makes, let's say, relatively $60,000, she's comfortable in life, right? She is now, her dating pool has now shrunk to men who make at least $60,000 or more. See, so all these other men beneath her, she, no. I'm over here now. But see, what women's brains don't understand, because every woman lives in their own brain, is this. Just like she now wants a man who makes at least $60,000. Okay, in reality, she wants a man that makes at least $90,000. In reality, that's what's going to make her happy. Okay. That man now has the choices of all the women who make anywhere up to 90,000. You see what I'm saying? He has that whole entire pool to pick from. So he's not really, that's like me with dealing with that girl at the place last night. Like, I don't have to sit up and hunt you down and woo you and all that. Like, I'd just rather just go home and just, you know, and just wait till tomorrow. It's probably be something when I go to the store tomorrow. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to sit up and, but see, like, and this is where women get stuck. And it just goes up the ladder. She's making $1 million. She wants a guy who makes a million and a half. But that guy who makes $1.5 million has his choice of all the women who make underneath $1.5 million. You see what I'm saying? But see, women, they don't see that. Like, they don't, maybe some of them may even see it, but their hypergamy can't let them, you know, get, it can't let them truly be happy with a man on their same level or beneath them. Their hypergamy, it won't let them. It won't allow them to do this. So they end up stuck. And the reality of it is, now every now and then, one woman who makes $50,000, she'll marry a guy who makes $75,000, $90,000 a year. Every now and then, one or two get lucky and it works out. But for the most part, it doesn't work out. For the most part, most of those women end up just getting pumped and dumped. They end up being a side chick, knowing they're a side chick to the guy's actual wife, and they're just happy to get that position in life. Like, and they just end up fucked up. They end up like that. That population of woman is doomed to fail. And this is what feminism taught these women to go out there and become. Because like I said in the last video, there has never been a time in history where women have collectively got together and helped out the women who are coming up behind them. Women don't do that. You see what I'm saying? Look at anywhere in history where a collective group of women, ugly, fat, hot, short, tall, rich, poor, these groups of women got together and said, we should help women. How many times has that ever happened? It never has happened. That's why men will get together and they'll start holding seminars and shit like that to help other men that came up after them. Women don't do that. Women hate other women. You see what I'm saying? And then they close them up. They get stuck. So now she's like trying to chase after, you know, she's always got her eyes open for something bigger and better. And when she's stuck in this merry-go-round of being fucked up. And it's a merry-go-round. It's like, they start to get higher up because they're sucking a dude's dick who's making $120 a year and 6 foot tall. But then he goes off and cheats on her, goes off somewhere and gets another bitch pregnant. Then it's and then they go back and then they go to the ego boosting guy who's like beneath her to get her ego back up. You know, she love bomb him and gives him everything, you know, to make up for the alpha, for getting alpha widowed. There's and then she gets a little bit more attention from the rich guy again, and then she just ignore the lesser guy. Yeah. And it's a merry-go-round. And that's what feminists have created, man. That's what they've created. And they love it. That's the funny part about it, is that the feminists love it because they love them. Women love nothing more than to watch other women get hurt. That's the kicker. And women they too dumb to get it. That's the kicker. It's just, and that's where they end up. But ultimately, all women are just going to end up over here. Okay, that's just what it is, because everything that they offer is inevitably fails them. So they're going to end up. And then she's like, "No, put more batteries in. I want to go back over." And it's like, "Nah, bro, it's done. You merry go round, stop." And they stuck over here anyway, man. Because I'm hungover for real. So I'm just going to stay in the house and read Leonardo da Vinci's biography. Have a good day.